Hi everyone, Steve here with a preview for the Wimbledon qualifying match between Mark Polmans and Ramkumar Ramanathan. This match is tonight or today in the United Kingdom. It is the final round of Wimbledon qualifying. So for the men, this will be a best of five set match. And the play is a one unit selection on Mark Polmans to defeat Ramanathan at $2.25 or plus 125 at Unibet. I think this is a great spot for Polmans, where, and I have him actually as an ever so slight favourite in this particular matchup. And I think a little bit too much has been read into the serve and I guess the ease at which Ramanathan has been able to hold serve through his two rounds here in qualifying, but also his ability to, I guess, to serve and get into the net and finish points off quickly. Ramanathan has come up against two players who have shown their struggles, I guess, in the past, largely on grass, and their game, I guess, is not suited to the grass. This is going to be a significant change here with Polmans, who I think is actually the type of player that's really suited to Ramanathan forcing the issue a little bit. I think when we look at Polmans, we can see his ability, you know, he's able to pass off both wings, but more importantly, it's not so much about the passing shots, I think, in this particular matchup. It's the ability for Polmans to make life difficult for Ramanathan when he comes into the net. When you look through Ramanathan's last two rounds, yes, his unforced errors have been quite low, but that's because the points just aren't long enough in a lot of instances to get to that point of him making an unforced error. It's about forced errors, which is going to be the key thing here for Polmans. Looking, obviously, this is going to be a big step for Ramanathan trying to get into his first main draw of a Grand Slam. So there is a little bit of extra pressure there, whereas Polmans, we've seen him at Grand Slam level. He's played, you know, three Australian Opens, a Roland Garros and a US Open now. He has a win under his belt. You know, he has wins against Kukushkin at the Australian Open last year and Humbert at Roland Garros last year. He's taken sets off Garin. He took Futrovic to five at the Australian Open earlier this year. So we know his ability to kind of match it with those top players across the best of five format. Ramanathan's played seven matches for his career across the best of five format, but there have been Davis Cup matches between 2016 and 2018, and he hasn't been able to get a win off a top 200 player. And I think only one win against a top 400 player, and that was Braden Schnur a couple of years ago. So as I said before, I think the Polmans game is suited in this matchup. I think if he can continue to hit his spots like he has been on serve, I think that's going to be really key for him, because it may come down to a couple of moments in tie breaks or late in sets. And, you know, break point conversion is going to be a big thing here for him against a big server. But we saw in the first round he was able to handle the occasion against a bigger server pretty well. Ramanathan, I still have a little bit of a question mark over his ability or maybe decision-making late in sets or in difficult moments. And I think that's particularly the case when, you know, he might find himself having to play a second serve and force the issue and get to the net. So I think this is a great situation and a great spot, I think, for Polmans to win here and qualify his way through. But again, just the one unit selection, I think there will be fine margins in this particular matchup and it'll come down to a couple of points here and there. But I do have Mark Polmans as a slight favourite in this matchup. So I'll be taking a one-unit selection on Mark Polmans to defeat Ramkumar Ramanathan at $2.25 or plus 125 at Unibet. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in, and hopefully you do find this new format interesting between John, Alex and myself. And I'll be back tomorrow with another audio play for the Daily Aces podcast.